Line drive, base hit, left center. Yelich going to try and score. Fans up with it. His throw will go to third. The Brewers are on the board. Good piece of hitting from Bryce Tarang.
A good piece of hitting indeed. Yelich had a home run. Durbin a sack fly. Tarang a great defensive play, getting a runner at third base on a slow roller. Not enough. Brewers lose to the Pirates. Highlight courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network Wisconsin. Jeff Levering on the call. All right, we got our guy. We were efforting. We got him. He is voice of the Pittsburgh Pirates. You can follow him on Twitter at @Joe_Block. Joe Block, voice of the Pittsburgh Pirates, joins us now here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. What's up, Joe? How are you?
Good to hear your voice again. Doing great.
All right. So I got to tell you a quick story here. So when Bob Uecker passed away, we were on the air for like 6 hours. I was on the air, and we were getting all these different guests on. And I'm texting, and I realized today that I have texted that same number now for like the last over year, and realized that I had two numbers for you in my phone, and I was texting the wrong one for the last year and a half. So I apologize for that. So with that being said, now that I have you on the air, your thoughts on the passing of Bob and your memories with him before we get into the current Brewers-Pirates series.
Yeah, it's been a heavy couple of days for me. This is my first time coming back here since he passed away. And, in fact, I just went to go visit him and talk with him for a little bit, graveside. And it's going to take a while to really sink in. It was just one of my closest friends, someone that really took care of me and my family and treated people so well and gave me so many different examples without even trying, of just how to be a man, how to be a good broadcaster. I just miss him dearly. So that's been the prevailing thought, is just missing him and then wishing I could shake his hand and have a laugh with him right now. And just can't do that anymore. It's pretty sad last couple of days for me.
Joe, let's go. I just want to go back if you don't mind. So tell everybody again, where were you prior to getting the Brewer job? Where were you calling games prior to coming here?
I was working for the Dodgers doing the radio postgame show the 1 year before I was here. But I worked in the minor leagues. I worked in the NBA in New Orleans and doing pre- and post-game shows on the radio for then the Hornets. So a lot of different places, but you know, it was until we got here, my wife and I, that we've, you know, started to feel like, hey, we've got a home. And she grew up in Pittsburgh, so that's why we moved over there. I applied for a job transfer.
Yeah, I guess that's how it works.
Just as we were having our first child, the job opened up over there. So, you know, Uke gave me his blessing, and we went for it and got it. And so we've been able to raise our children with their family, and that's been priceless. But, hey, we talk about Milwaukee all the time, and every time I get to come back, I miss it so much. It's such a great place to live.
So when you got to Milwaukee, you get the play-by-play job, you get in there. When did you realize that you were good with Uke and you were, like, kind of part of the deal? Like, I'm sure nerves had to be a part of it and so forth, and I'm sure there might have been a moment at some point where you're like, all right, we're good, I'm good, I'm comfortable, let's go.
There definitely was a moment, because we got together for dinner at Don and Charlie's, which is this great restaurant,
yes.
Yeah, in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yep.
And so the team told me, hey, you're gonna meet Uke down there, and he and I hadn't met before, so this was our chance to get to know each other. So, from my perspective, I'm thinking, well, this is an audition, you know, and then if he says it's okay, then maybe I've got the job, you know. But the way that he made it, he made me feel comfortable right away. So, in fact, me and a buddy went over to Bryant's Sunday night and had a stinger in his honor.
Nice.
That was the drink that he had. You know, when I sat down next to him at Donna Charlie's, and of course I ordered, you know, you know what kind of beer I ordered.
Yes.
So I don't know what your sponsors are. So but I figure it's safe to say that in this town. But yeah, anyway, but. So it was just funny. So we had some laughs, and then we moved over to the table, and shortly thereafter, a couple of rival beers were sent to our table, and the guy comes over who sent them over, And Yuko's, hey, Fergie, come over here. Meet my new partner, Joe Block. It was Fergie Jenkins.
Fergie Jenkins.
And I'm thinking, wait a minute. Oh, my gosh, there's Fergie Jenkins and Bob Uecker, and I'm sitting here. And he said, meet my new partner, Joe Block. And then I was like, oh, like, this is it. Like,
yeah.
I got this job. So we sat there for 3.5 hours laughing, just getting to know each other. Just, I mean, the time went by so quickly that we realized I could hear like Snoop Dogg playing from the kitchen. Like they were cleaning up. They were, you know, we were the last people in the place other than a few people working up in the back. So, you know, we hit it off right away, and it was a great 4 years and all the years afterward too. He was always very, very good to me, and we always had a lot of laughs, and that was the main thing.
Joe Block joining us, voice of the Pittsburgh Pirates here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy C. Sparky Fiverr with you. I would imagine traveling on the road with the Pirates versus traveling on the road with Uecker, probably not the same.
Well, I mean, our laughs, most of them, you would know most of them if you were listening along with us.
But Uecker was a rock star, right? Like, when you leave a hotel, everybody's lined up to meet Bob and all of that. Like, it's not just kind of walking in and out of a hotel.
Yeah, I mean, but they would, you know, even with other teams, the star players of those teams are, you know, looking for. But the differences would come when we'd sit in the booth, because when we'd be in the booth, then who knows who's coming to visit.
Right.
You know, I mean, there was a time in Kansas City, George Brett had just come over, and okay, that's logical. We're in Kansas City and Brett comes in and talks with Uke. And then the very next inning, there's another man that comes in to see Uke. And you know, everyone had to get past the gatekeeper, Kent Sommerfeld, the longtime producer, engineer.
Great guy.
Yeah.
His son just got married, I think, this last weekend or two.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. He's married them both off in the last year.
Yep.
So, you know, if he got past Kent, then he's all right. You know, that's what I'm thinking. But he's talking to me, and he's kind of disheveled looking guy. I'm like, I'm trying to, you know, who is this guy? And he's talking about him, but, you know, it's Uke's inning. So, okay. He's talking about Uke. And then we're going to get to a break. And then you can, you know, talk to Uke or whatever. And he goes, hey, Al, how you doing? Okay, Al. Okay, Al. Who's Al? I don't know. And meanwhile, this guy's talking to me about, you know, he said, where are you from? I said, well, I'm originally from Detroit. And he goes, oh, what do you think about the Colavito Harvey Keene trade? You know, which was like in 1960 or something like that. You know, the top home run hitter for the top batting average guy. And we're debating the merits of this trade. And I'm thinking, who's Al? Who's from Detroit named Al? And then, you know, he and Uke talked for a little while. And he's like, all right, Coop, see you later. And then, like, as he's walking out, I'm like, Al, Coop. Alice Cooper. That was Al Cooper. Oh, my gosh. You know, and like, this is the kind of stuff that would happen almost every day or every series, for sure. I mean, just all, at home or on the road. That's the kind of stuff that, you know, he knew so many people from so many walks of life. You never know who was coming in the booth to see him. And that it was just crazy to witness all this stuff.
That's so good. Joe Block, voice of the Pittsburgh Pirates. I wanted to get his take on you because we haven't talked since that. So thank you for that. I want to get your take now because tomorrow, I mean, tonight's nice. Peralta's on the mound, so forth for the Brewers. But from a Brewers fan perspective, it's all about tomorrow. And I think it's going to be a sellout or close to a sellout with Mizorowski against Paul Skenes. Mizorowski's only made 2 starts. Brewer fans trying to figure this out. You've watched Paul Skenes now for over a year. Did you know right off the bat, the first time you saw him, that you had something really special in front of you versus all the years of, you know, calling play-by-play that you had behind you?
I think the second game, I knew that. The first game, he had jitters. He was very mediocre. The second game, he pitched in Chicago against the Cubs, and it was until the third inning that they hit a ball forward, fair or foul. And I'm thinking, oh, this is something I've never seen before. He's pitched, what, I think it was 6 no-hit innings and struck out 11. And, you know, they didn't do anything against him. And I'm thinking, this is his second start in the major league. So now this is what Brewers fans are thinking, right? You see a guy that's unhittable when he comes up to the major leagues and throws hard and all that. So it's interesting because it wasn't that long ago, just 13 months ago, that Skenes is the new guy on the block and, you know, trying to prove himself. Now he's got 39 starts in, and he's the best pitcher in the live ball era through 39 starts, if you like ERA. So all right, well, here's someone that's trying to, you know, knock him off his block a little bit. So it'll be fun to see that. We didn't get to see Scooble schemes in Detroit on the doubleheader day I thought we were going to. So, hey, this is a nice a nice alternative coming up tomorrow afternoon. That should be good.
I think everybody's looking forward to it. Who in the heck is Nick Gonzalez? Because I bet you most Brewer fans didn't know who Nick Gonzalez was prior to last night's 5-for-5 outing.
Yeah, first-round pick in 20. He was the NCAA leader in home runs when COVID hit. And so, you know, missed most of that season, obviously. And then just worked his way up through the minor leagues. And he had missed most of this year with a foot fracture that happened in spring training. He still played through it. And he was rounding the bases on a home run on opening day. And he just couldn't finish. You know, barely got around the bases. And then he was been out almost the whole year. So played a little bit of the year last year. The guy can hit. It's just a matter of, all right, getting – no pun intended, his footing underneath him. So now I think that that's finally starting to come. He's had about a year's worth of big league games. And so now, you know, he's going to hit. And we saw that last night. It was his first four-hit game, let alone five-hit game. But, you know, he'll be a thorn in the Brewers' side for years to come, I think.
Also, Isaac Mattson. I don't think Brewer fans knew who the heck that guy was either. Now, I know Bednar is your closer for right now. I'm guessing Mattson is the future closer for Pittsburgh.
No, he's almost 30, and he's pitched in independent ball a couple times. He's one of those guys that just, you know, sometimes guys figure it out much later. And since Donnie Kelly took over as the manager, he's had so much confidence in this guy. I mean, really picked up off the scrap heap. He was not throwing this hard last year. He came up and pitched like 2-3 games at the end of the year, throwing 93, nothing special whatsoever. Now he's throwing 95 to 97.
Yes.
And he's just trying to blow the fastball by it, and he's doing it, and it's impressive. And I don't know where it came from, but he's just probably, you know, in my conversations with him, he just got frustrated with, you know, stinking. You know, it's just like, okay, I'm just gonna give it my best and let the chips fall where they may. He just became a dad in the spring for the first time, and just said, you know, this is my last chance probably to stick in the major leagues, and good for him. I mean, he's just letting it eat and seeing what happens, and it's working so far. So, hey, good for him. But he's been a big help in the bullpen the last month or so with the Pirates.
Yeah, I was super impressed by what I saw last night. One last one for you, Joe Block. Andrew McCutchen, they bring him back for another year this year. Obviously, we had him in Milwaukee. I think everybody loved him in Milwaukee. Getting to go back to Pittsburgh at the end of this career, I would assume he's huge for that clubhouse.
Yeah, I mean, he still lives in the Pittsburgh area. I mean, and always has. I mean, he's going to be one of the great Pirates, you know, once he retires and people start looking back at things like that. And, you know, so to have him around, especially with, you know, we don't have as many young guys as we used to. I mean, some of these guys have 2-3 years now in, but still they look to him and want to know things and they're asking him stuff all the time. And he's been through it all. So that does help. You know, unfortunately the Pirates got off to such a rough start that there's no coming back from, you know, how far they got themselves in a hole. But last year when they were hanging around the edge of the playoff picture in into late July, you know, he was definitely a steadying presence for those guys that would look to him to try to learn something. So we're really glad to have him around, that's for sure.
Joe, great talking with you again. Thanks for hopping on. Miss hearing your call of the games for certain. And good luck in Pittsburgh, man. One of these days, they're going to figure this thing out, and you'll be back to calling postseason baseball again.
Well, if I can live long enough, hopefully that'll happen. Thank you.
Take care. There he is, Joe Block. Follow him on Twitter at Joe_Block.